Okay, so picture this. You open your front door after a storm, but instead of like a couple down branches or a tipped over trash can, you're met with like total devastation, like something out of a movie. And unfortunately, that's the reality for a lot of folks in Fort Myers right now after Hurricane Milton. I mean, we're talking about one of the worst storms to ever hit this area.
Absolutely. The images coming out of there are just heartbreaking.
Yeah. And we all see the pictures of the flooding and the wrecked buildings and stuff, but today we want to dig a little deeper into something you might not be seeing on the news. What this all means for you if you own property there, like how do you even begin to pick up the pieces after something like this?
Yeah, it's overwhelming to think about,
Yeah,
right?
totally. So to help us break it all down, we're turning to the experts today, GED Lawyers. They've been around in Florida for almost 30 years now, since 95 actually, so they've pretty much seen it all when it comes to hurricanes.
Right, they're in the thick of it right now, helping people in Fort Myers navigate the legal and insurance side of things.
Which is huge because we saw that CNBC article predicting something like $70 billion in damages just in the Fort Myers area.
Yeah, $70 billion. It's almost impossible to wrap your head around a number that big.
Seriously. But I think the thing that really struck me is that, like, everyone's going to be dealing with insurance companies because of this. And let's be real, that's not usually a fun experience, even on a good day.
Especially after a disaster of this scale, everyone's going to be filing claims at the same time, and there's a lot of pressure to get things right.
Totally. And it's not as straightforward as, oh, hurricane damage, so insurance will cover it.
Right.
Like the GED Lawyers website talks about some of the things they call gotchas in these
Oh,
policies.
yeah, for sure. There are a lot of misconceptions about what hurricane insurance actually covers.
Exactly. Like wind damage, that's usually a given.
Yeah.
But they were saying that, like, if the wind blows open your window and rain gets in and ruins your stuff, that's different from your whole neighborhood flooding because of the storm surge.
Right.
So, like, one might be covered and the other might not be.
Exactly. And that's where having flood insurance comes in, which a lot of people don't realize is often a separate policy altogether.
Yeah, I was actually just having this conversation with my neighbor.
Really?
Yeah, because I always just assumed, oh, flooding, that's not something I need to worry about. I'm not that close to the water. But
Ugh.
after seeing what happened in Fort Myers, it really makes you rethink things.
Absolutely. And you know, even if you have what you think is the right insurance, dealing with these companies after a disaster can be, well, GED Lawyers basically called it a battle.
Yeah, they didn't sugarcoat
No,
it.
they've been doing this for almost 30 years. They've seen all the tactics, like disputing what caused the damage, like saying, oh, you know, this problem was already there, or you didn't maintain your property well enough, and then trying to pay out less.
Oh, wow. See, that's what I mean about the added stress. Like, you're already dealing with the emotional trauma of going through a hurricane, and then you have to fight with the insurance company just to get what you deserve.
It's the last thing you need when you're already feeling overwhelmed and vulnerable.
Absolutely. So, having someone on your side who knows the ins and outs of all this, who can advocate for you, I mean, that seems invaluable.
It's like having a guide in a foreign country, someone who can translate the language, navigate the customs.
Totally. And speaking of navigating, GED Lawyers also mentions the legal timeline for all this, which, to be honest, I had no idea about before this.
Right, like how long you actually have to file a claim.
Yeah, because apparently in Florida, you only have 1 year from the date of the hurricane to file a property damage claim.
And if you miss that deadline, you could lose your right to file a claim altogether.
See, that just feels like a ticking time bomb when your life has been turned upside down and you're just trying to pick up the pieces.
Right, there's a real urgency to act quickly, even if you're not sure where to start.
Okay, so 1 year for the initial
That's
claim, but then they mentioned something about 5 years.
right. So that's if, let's say, you file a claim, but the insurance company either denies it completely or tries to give you a lowball settlement. Basically, if you feel like they're not upholding their end of the bargain,
Right.
then you have 5 years under Florida Statute Section 95.11 to sue them for breach of contract.
So it's like a backup plan if the initial claim doesn't go your way.
Exactly.
But I'm guessing that waiting the full 5 years probably isn't the best strategy either, huh?
Definitely not. The sooner you act, the better. It's always easier to gather evidence and build a strong case when everything is still fresh.
That makes sense. So it's more like don't wait around if you feel like you're being given the runaround.
Right. Be proactive and don't be afraid to stand up for your rights.
So the main takeaway here is, even if you're feeling totally overwhelmed, just start the process. Like, file the claim, get the ball rolling.
Absolutely. That's the most important step. It protects your rights and gets things moving in the right direction.
It's easy to get caught up in all the deadlines and the legal stuff, but The website also talks about how stressful and scary all of this is for people. And I think that's something we should talk about more too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like if you've lived through a hurricane, those words probably hit home in a big way, you know?
For sure. I mean, trauma is a real part of this whole experience. And it's not just about the damage to your property.
Right.
It's the shock of the event itself, the disruption to your life, the, you know, maybe even the fear that it could happen again.
And then on top of all that, you've got these huge decisions to make, like about insurance, about repairs, about where you're going to live in the meantime, you know?
Exactly.
It's just a lot to handle.
It really is. And it's easy to forget to, like, actually take care of yourself when you're in that kind of survival mode.
Oh, 100%. So what are some things that people can do to prioritize their, I guess, mental and emotional well-being? Like, because calling the insurance company is probably not going to make you feel better at the end of the day.
Probably not. You know, it might sound kind of basic, but I think going back to the fundamentals is really important here. Like, are you sleeping?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Even if it's just in little bits, are you eating something? Even if you don't feel super hungry, have you connected with someone you love? Even if it's just a quick text to let them know you're okay.
It's like finding those little pieces of normalcy, right?
Exactly. Just those little things can make a huge difference. And also, don't be afraid to ask for help if you need it, whether it's from friends, family, neighbors, or even a professional.
Yeah, there's no shame in reaching out.
None at all. There are actually a lot of resources out there specifically for people who've been through a trauma like this, like support groups, hotlines.
Yeah. And speaking of resources, it's worth noting that GED lawyers, they're not just about the legal side of things. They seem to really care about the Fort Myers community as a whole, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, and you can tell that they get it, you know? Like, they've been through their fair share of hurricanes, being in Florida since 95. They've seen firsthand what this does to people, to communities.
And they've recovered over $26 million for clients over the years, which is...
Wow.
I mean, that says something, right?
Yeah, it does. Because it's not just about knowing the law. It's about knowing how to fight for people when they need it most.
Right. And having the compassion to understand what they're going through at the same time.
Exactly. And I think that's where GED Lawyers really stands out. It's not just a transaction for them. They genuinely want to help people get back on their feet.
And for anyone listening who might be thinking, this is all great, but I can barely afford groceries right now, let alone a lawyer, GED Lawyers offers a free consultation.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, so you can actually talk to them, ask questions, figure out what your options are, without any pressure to hire them.
That's huge. Just having that initial conversation can make you feel so much more clear-headed and in control, you know?
Totally. Like you were saying before, it's like having a guide in a foreign land.
Exactly. Someone who can point you in the right direction and help you navigate all the complexities.
And that's really what GED Lawyers is offering here. They're not just legal experts, they're advocates, allies. You know, they're a resource you can rely on during what has to be an incredibly overwhelming time.
Just occurred to me, listening to you talk about it, this isn't just about rebuilding houses and businesses. It's about rebuilding lives. You know, it's easy to get caught up in the, like, right now of it all. You know, like, yep, the immediate cleanup and the insurance claims and everything. But the thing is, the recovery in Fort Myers, this is going to be a long process.
It is. This isn't a sprint. It's a marathon, for sure.
Totally. Like, we're talking months, probably years, before things are back to normal. And that can feel really daunting, you know?
It can.
But at the same time, it makes me think about how resilient people are. Like, we see it time and time again after these kinds of disasters. Communities come together, people helping each other out, finding ways to rebuild. It's pretty amazing, actually. Mm. Absolutely. That human spirit is a powerful thing, you know? And that's what's going to get Fort Myers through this. It's about remembering that you've handled tough stuff before and you can do it again.
It's like we were saying earlier about self-care, right? Like, part of that is letting yourself feel all the emotions, even the painful ones.
Exactly. You have to process the grief and the trauma. It's all part of healing.
Right. Like trying to bottle it all up or pretend everything's fine. That's not doing anyone any favor.
Nope. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to ask for help. And it's okay to lean on your people when you need to.
100%. And that's where I think having access to resources like what GED Lawyers provides can be so important, because it's not just about the immediate insurance claim. They're really invested in helping people through that long recovery process, too.
For sure. They get that this isn't just a one-and-done situation, that people are going to be dealing with the fallout from this for a long time. And they want to be there to support them every step of the way.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the aftermath of Hurricane Milton, I think if there's one message we want to leave with everyone listening, it's this. You are not alone in this, okay? Like, we're all in this together.
Fort Myers is a strong community, and we've seen that strength firsthand. You will rebuild, you will recover, and you will come back even stronger than before.
And never underestimate the power of knowledge, you know? Like, understanding your rights, knowing where to turn for help, taking care of yourself emotionally and mentally, those are the things that are going to help you through this.
So stay informed, stay connected, and stay strong, Fort Myers. We're all rooting for you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And that's it for today's deep dive. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll catch you next time.